Hello and welcome to my podcast. My name is Avi Heller, and together we are studying the Talmudic Tractate of Megillah. This series is a project of the Orthodox Union Synagogue Services Department, OU Torah, and the Daf HaShavuah Foundation. We are at the bottom of Gimel Amud Bet 3b, and we just have a little bit left. Hopefully this will be a short class. We are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 lines up from the bottom. And we begin right in the middle of the line, Gufa. Gufa means that we are going to cite a teaching that we've already learned earlier for whatever reason. Sometimes it was in passing. And we're returning to that teaching in order to investigate it more fully. And in this particular case, we had learned a pasuk in Megillat Esther that said, Ir va'ir, a city and a city. And we had learned from that repetition of the word city that in, as far as reading the Megillah, that it was not only a city that was surrounded by a wall that counted in the city, but even area adjacent to the city, or even area that could was in eyesight of the city, could be counted as part of the city as well. And we're going to investigate that in a little more depth right now. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Krach, a city, which is a walled city, v'chol ha-samuchlo, and everything which is adjacent to it, even outside the wall, v'chol ha-nir'a-imo, and all that can be seen with it, that is somewhere in the visual field, either it means that someone can see both it and the city, or that whoever the person is, they can still see the city, nidon kekrach, all of that area is considered like the city. In other words, a walled city is not only the walled city, but also all of the city limits surrounding the wall, outside of the wall. Okay, Tana. We want to get into this a little more. Samuch, the Tana learns, Samuch, adjacent to the city, afa pisheino nira, even if it cannot be seen, nira, if it can be seen, afa pisheino samuch. In other words, these two conditions, being adjacent to the city or being in eyeshot of the city, are both sufficient. They don't need each other. You can have either one in isolation. Bishlama, it makes perfect sense, nira afa pisheino samuch. Sometimes you can see the city even though you're not so close to it. You could be a couple of miles away and still be able to see the city. Mishgachasla, we find that. Kigon diyatva biroshahar, like if he is living at the top of a hill. So he's living at the top of a hill and he can see the city even though he's not really that close. Ella, however, samuch afa pisheino nira hechi mishgachatla. How do you have a case of samuch, that abbreviation, ayin aleph ayin pei, stands for af al pi, even though. So how can you have someone who is adjacent to the city, afal pi, even though he cannot see it? If he's close to it, he should be able to see it. So hechi, how, mishkachala, will we find such a thing? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, I'm on the last narrow line. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya says, sheyoshevet benachal, well, if he's living in kind of like a gorge or a ravine, so he's actually very close to the city, he's just next to the wall, but because he's under the lip of the ravine, he can't actually see the city. That's how you would have such a case. In any event, what we've learned from this is that either of these factors, whether you're right next to the city or you're in eyeshot of the city, either one of them suffices to make you judged as part of the city, at least as far as Mikra Megillah. In other areas of halachot that we'll talk about that are discussed, it's not always the same. There are areas in the Torah where it talks about, let's say, a Levite city, and those rules, which are Torah rules, may have different might have different limitations and parameters. These rules, which are rabbinic rules about the reading of the Megillah, have their own set of requirements. Okay, I'm on the very last word of the narrow lines at the bottom of 3b. Ve'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi also said, Karach sheyashav, if I have a city that was settled, so people moved in and built houses, Vilabasov hukaf, and then after people were living there for a while, they decided they wanted to put up a wall around it. Nidon kikfar, That city is not actually viewed as a walled city. Now here we are not talking about the reading in the Megillah. Here we're talking about an Ir Beit Choma, which is a separate halakha discussed in the Torah. So we're saying in that situation where we're discussing an Ir Choma, if the order has to be that the city was always a walled city. In other words, the wall had to be part of the original construction. If people built a village and then put up a wall afterwards, it still remains considered a village. Now we have an abbreviation that we've seen many times already. Mai taima mem tet. What is the reason for this? Dichtiv, as it is written, and this is in the Parsha of Behar where we have this. V'ish ki imkor beit moshav ir choma. When a man will sell his house in a dwelling of a walled city. So what they learn from this is shehukaf, that it is first has a wall. V'lebasof yashav, and then it becomes settled. In other words, you build the wall, and then people move in. Viloshi yashav, and not that people build houses. Vilabasof hukaf, and afterwards you build the wall. So from this pasuk, we learn that the city has to be an ir choma. It always has to have been a city with a wall from the very beginning. V'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But this, by the way, has nothing to do with the reading of the Megillah. It is a separate teaching related to how you define a city, related to this other halacha. V'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, now another teaching of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, krach she'en bo asara batlanim nidon kekfar. Similarly, when we're trying to define on a Torah level what is a city, we earlier didn't define how small or big the city is, but now we're going to give some kind of guidelines. And we say a city has to have at least asara batlanim. If it doesn't have asara batlanim, it's still considered a village. Now there is some dispute about what these asara batlanim are. But no matter how you slice it, we're talking about 10 men who don't have other jobs. So what they do is they spend their days in the shul or the Beit Midrash, so that anytime there needs to be a minyan for davening or for kaddish or for whatever it is that they're doing, you always have a minyan on hand because these guys are always there. Now, it's not clear if these guys are kolel guys who are sitting there and learning, if they are guys who don't have jobs who are just hanging out, or if they are hired by the community to be available to always have a minyan on hand. It's one of these possibilities, but you've got to have a big enough Jewish community that one of its features would be that you always have these 10 guys hanging around that can make a minyan at any time that you want them to. Okay, now so if you don't have it, it's not really a city, it's just a village. Mai ka mashmalan. What are you coming to teach us? That abbreviation at the end of the third wide line, Kuf Mem Lamed, Ka Mashmalan, what are you coming to teach us? Tanina, we've learned this already. The Gemara has a very low tolerance for redundance. If the Gemara feels that a teaching has been taught already, and then it hears something that is the exact same teaching, it's very suspicious. It wants to know either something's wrong with your teaching, or there's something about it that we don't understand, or it's irrelevant. Like, explain to me what's going on here. And here's the example. We have learned it before. Ezohi ir gedola. What is the definition of a big city? Kol sheyesh ba asara batlanin. Any city that has 10 guys who don't have other jobs, who stay in the shul all day. Pachut mikan, if you have less than 10 batlanin, hari ze kfar, then it's just a village. So this is a teaching that already said everything that you just said. Krach itzrichle, no, the Gemara answers, I did need to teach this additional teaching. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's teaching about the krach was necessary. Af al gav demikla'e le me'alma. This particular case is teaching us even in a situation where there's a lot of people that are passing through. In other words, you don't have asara batlanin. You have lots of people coming to shul every day, but they come and they go, and they come and they go. Nobody's sticking around all day. They're just coming and going. So you might think that because a lot of people are coming and going, you could define it as a city. But the answer is no. Unless you have 10 guys who are there all the time, it doesn't count as a city. And that's why he needed the additional teaching. Ve'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, one more teaching we'll do today from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kirach shecharav, what about a city that got destroyed? Levi levasof yashav, and then later on they rebuilt the city. Nidon kekrach. Well, that city we consider a city. Even though it got destroyed, when you rebuilt it, it becomes considered a city again. Now the Gemara asks, my charav, what does it mean that it got destroyed? Ilema, I might say, charvucho motav, that, you know, it got attacked by an army and they destroyed its walls. They pulled down its protective walls. But that doesn't really make sense. Yashav in, if people are living there, then it's a city. Lo yashav lo, then if they're not living there, it's not. I mean, if they resettled it, then it's a city, and if not, then not. V'ha tanya, and didn't we learn in a brisa? Rabbi Eliezer bar Yosi Omer, Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Yosi, said, asher lo choma, which can be read either that it has a wall or that it doesn't have a wall. It's an ambiguous phrase. So the Gemara understands it. Even though it doesn't have a wall right now, but it did have a wall, it's still considered a city as long as people are living there. Ella, rather, my harav, let's give a different definition of harav. The first definition we said is that if its walls were pulled down, he'll give a different explanation, a more rabbinic explanation. Shecharav me'asara batlanin. It got destroyed from its 10 batlanini. Meaning once upon a time, the city was so vibrant, they were able to hire 10 guys to sit in shul all day, and then they fell on hard times, people moved out, the economy got bad, and now they no longer have 10 batlanini anymore, so the city, which used to have 10 batlanini, is now destroyed. In other words, it is bereft of its status as a place of learning that has 10 constant guys who are sitting there. That brings us to the end of Daf Gimel, and even though this conversation about what constitutes a city is going to continue on the next Daf, we will pick that up in our next podcast. Have a wonderful day.